from Australia. This is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
And in the national news this week, news of the ARRL DXCC Trident Award with Felix VK4FUQ. John VK4JJW steps in for VK2LAW Jason this week with the international news. Alicia VK2FASH ALARA Contest Manager with news of this year's ALARA Contest, which reminds me, next week the ladies of ALARA will present this, the WIA National News Service. QTEC 2025, a two-day conference meeting over the weekend of Saturday 1st and Sunday 2nd of November. Kevin VK4UH from the Brisbane VHF Group joins us. But wait, there's more, much, much more, in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing August 17. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BakerBaker.
This is the home service of the Wireless Institute of Australia through VK1WIA.
This is Kevin, VK4UH, and today I'm wearing a different hat as the president of the Brisbane VHF Group and as the convener of the QTEC 25 Technical Conference being held in Brisbane in November this year. My reason to call in today is to offer an open invitation to you all to join us for that event. Now, QTEC 2025 will be a two-day conference meeting and will be run over the weekend of Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of November. The conference will be held at Chermside, which is one of Brisbane's northern suburbs, at the Kedron Wavell RSL complex. Now, this is an outstanding venue with excellent conference facilities, with plentiful parking, easy travel and a range of nearby accommodation options for those who are attending. The conference venue is also within a short strolling distance of the massive Chermside shopping precinct, one of Brisbane's largest retail centres, potentially of interest to our plus ones, of course. The theme of this year's conference is Attention and Retention. The future of amateur radio is in your hands. Across the 2 days of the conference, we have assembled a wide-ranging programme of inspiring presentations and speakers covering many aspects of the hobby. Everything from attracting and supporting new amateurs, tapping into the enthusiasm of younger people, the expanding world of amateur radio activities in the great outdoors, right through to complex constructional projects, including long-distance communications using light, deep space reception, and even achieving moon bounce or EME contacts at 10 gigahertz. Included in the programme will be an open forum panel discussion entitled It's the Future of Amateur Radio, where we will pose the question to our panel, how do we attract new members to our community? And this will be an opportunity for everybody to express their opinions and put their points of view. The conference will also include a number of static displays and demonstrations of AR-related equipment that's under development for the hobby. There's going to be something there for everybody. As part of the event, we're also collaborating with NASA and ARIS, that's the Amateur Radio Aboard the International Space Station project, and with students from the Kedron State High School here in Brisbane, to establish a live telebridge link-up with the astronauts in orbit aboard the International Space Station. This will give the students the opportunity to talk directly to the astronauts and to question them about their work or about any other aspect of life in space. Now, the conference itself will be a fully catered event and places are limited, so prior registration is essential, and the online booking portal is now open for those registrations. Details about the conference and the online registration are available in the text version of this news, also on the Brisbane VHF Group website and shortly on the main WIA website opening page. Information has also been posted in recent editions of the AR magazine, has been circulated by email to club secretaries around VK. Alternatively, you could just Google www.brisbanevhfgroup.com and follow the Get Tickets link via the Humanitics application. So there we have it, an open invitation to everybody, wherever your interests in AR may lie, to join us for the inaugural QTEC 25 conference being held in Brisbane on the first weekend in November this year. And we hope to see you all there. This has been Kevin, VK4UH, for the Brisbane VHF Group.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news.
No interference? Facing thousands of complaints, AST Space Mobile is pushing back against concerns that the company's giant satellites risk interfering with amateur radio operations across the globe. The company sent a letter to the US Federal Communications Commission defending its plan to use the 430 to 440 megahertz radio band outside the US to track and control its proposed fleet of 248 satellites. Those bands have long been allocated to amateur radio operations, including for emergency communications. So the ham community has been campaigning to stop AST from gaining access. It flooded the FCC's online system with over 2,500 comments, many of them protesting AST's plan to use the spectrum. The RSGB National Radio Centre, NRC, has been recognised in TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2025. Winners of this award are in the top 10% of listings around the world on TripAdvisor. This award recognises the passion and dedication of RSGB volunteers and the fantastic role they play in promoting amateur radio at Bletchley Park, the home of the National Science Centre. If you've recently visited the NRC, leave a review via TripAdvisor. Vote early, vote often. Austin Ayers, WX3SVR, is running for US Congress with a campaign focusing on the rights of the amateur radio community. In an email sent to Amateur Radio Daily, WX3SVR described three bills that he'd plan to introduce if he's elected. 1. Amateur Radio Accessibility and Antenna Rights Act. 2. Amateur Radio Spectrum Protection and Expansion Act. 3. Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Enhancement Act. He, WX3SVR, would also introduce a tax credit for licensed operators who purchase equipment that'll be used for emergency communications. More information about Austin Ayer's campaign can be found on his website. Holland. A global contingent of media and entertainment is set to flock to the IBC show this year. The theme is Shaping the Future. The annual convention will take place September 12 to 15 in Amsterdam with more than 270 speakers and approximately 1,350 exhibitors from 170 countries. The show will include a range of topics relevant to both audio and radio professionals, in addition to themes like cloud adoption, virtualization, and the digital switchover. AI remains a major talking point for this year's show. In fact, one of the 9 projects in the IBC Accelerator Media Innovation Program, AI Assistance Agents for Live Production, includes an audio work stream led by Shure. The project will explore the use of AI assistance in studio environments to help hosts navigate both shift duties and control production systems using natural language commands. This has wide-reaching implications for how radio professionals interact with production interfaces and speed up tedious tasks. IRTS Hamfest 2025. It's just a few weeks until the Irish Radio Transmitter Society Hamfest 2025. For our listeners and viewers who may be visiting the Emerald Isle, this takes place at the Mullingar Showgrounds, County Westmeath, over the weekend of September 6 and 7. The event includes overnight operation from Saturday night to Sunday morning as part of the SSB Field Day weekend. Novice and experienced people coming together in one place, along with a very wide array of amateur radio equipment and stations, technologies and expertise spread across 30 acres. Entry is free for IRTS members and €10 per day for non-members, and this would seem a very good reason to be a member, as their annual membership is €30. So that's a huge incentive, along with IRTS public liability insurance in Ireland, the UK and the EU. Continuing the FCC's strong enforcement efforts to protect essential radio transmissions in the US, they've ordered the owners of a spa in Florida to immediately cease operation of a device that was interfering with AT&T FirstNet cellular network. Agents from the Miami office of the FCC responded to interference using direction-finding techniques. Their investigation identified a Bluetooth speaker located at Asian Touch Spa, that was the source of the interference. When requested by the agents, employees at the spa turned off the speaker determined to be the source. The agents were later able to confirm that the interference to AT&T's FirstNet cellular network had ceased as a result. And that's it for this time, at least, while Jason VK2LAW in Sydney has a break. Filling in, I'm John VK4JJW in beautiful uptown Mundoolin, just down the road from Jimboomba, southeast Queensland.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, Contest Wise 2025. Kim's Club of Japan CW Contest, 1200 hours Zulu, August 16 to 1200 hours Zulu, August 17. Bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, 10, 6 metres. Remembrance Day Contest on now, 16th and 17th August, 2025. The International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend also on now, Saturday 16 August to Sunday 17 August. Now news from Alara. Alicia, VK2FASH, Alara Contest Manager.
Hi everyone, the 45th Alara Contest will be held on the last weekend of August, from Saturday the 30th to Sunday the 31st. Starting time is 0600 UTC on the 30th of August, finishing 24 hours later at 0559 UTC, 31st of August. All YLs, OMs, Scouts and Girl Guides are invited to participate, and it is hoped that everyone will enjoy this friendly contest. It is a great opportunity to make contact with those we don't usually meet on air. Although we are slightly competitive, we do help each other by giving out numbers and spotting each other on Facebook. The contest rules are available on the Alara Contest webpage on the Alara website. If you would like more information, please email contest@alara.org.au. 73's Alicia VK2FASH.
Thanks, Alicia. Westlakes Cup, 13th of September, 8:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. in local time. That's 10:30 to 11:30 hours UTC. Operation is phone on 80 and 40 metres, and all Australian stations may be worked. DX Window, August. DXCC Trident Award. The ARRL DXCC Trident Award recognises amateur radio operators who have confirmed two-way radio contacts with 100 or more DXCC entities on all three modes: CW, phone and digital, FT, RTTY, PSK, etc. Higher achievement endorsements can be earned at the 200, 300 and on-roll levels. All DXCC credits must be visible in Logbook of the World, and all qualifying QSOs must be dated 1 November 1976 or later. Good one, ARRL. Celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia's Proclamation of Independence, 17th August 1945, HQ Station 8A80RI and 34. Special event stations are active until this Wednesday, August 20. From various Indonesian provinces such as Jakarta, 8A80JK and Bali, 8A80BL. South Sudan. Listen for Z81D from Juba, South Sudan during this month. Activities on 40 to 6 metres using SSB and digital. The Z81D QSL route is via OM3JW, LOTW, Clublog or EQSL. Japan. 8K3 EXPO is on the air until October 13, 1.8 MHz to 10 GHz. This event marks the first time a call sign has been established with the 8K prefix and draws attention to the Osaka World Expo. Angola. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of the independence of Angola, Team D2A will be active from Ilha do Mussolo, a peninsula near Luanda, between 17 and 28 October, on 168.6 metres, CWSSB, RTTY, other digital modes. This team will have up to 6 stations. QSL via EA7 FTR. For WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, You've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. For the first time ever, residents are allowed to use certain wireless internet in the highly restrictive West Virginia Radio Quiet Zone near the Green Bank Observatory. Since it was built in 1956, the observatory, which houses the largest fully steerable radio telescope in the world, has been located in both the National Radio Quiet Zone, which spans several counties in West Virginia and Virginia, and the West Virginia Radio Quiet Zone, which includes a 10-mile radius around the Green Bank Observatory. Although the use of Wi-Fi routers can disrupt the telescope, the observatory said the quiet zones have not stopped people from installing routers. Anthony Remajan, director of the NSFGBO, explained in the release, "Many people who were doing the right thing by not using Wi-Fi were left without access, while others who were illegally using routers did whatever they wanted. Now, instead of limiting the use of all Wi-Fi routers, the Green Bank Observatory is encouraging everyone in the WVRQZ to operate at the same frequency, 2.4 gigahertz. This will allow residents, businesses and schools in the quiet zone to have Wi-Fi while also preventing multiple radio frequencies from being interfered." Worldwide special interest groups, balloons. Historic South African Pico balloons in flight. More launches planned. The South African Pico Balloon Tracking Group reports that South African amateur radio enthusiasts are celebrating two successful Pico balloon launches, with both balloons currently performing exceptionally on their global journeys. ZS6SRC-25 was launched on the 2nd of August. Despite an intermittent transmitter in the early phase, the balloon quickly stabilised, reaching 11,800 metres over Australia with speeds up to 228 kilometres per hour. ZR6TG-3 was launched on the 3rd of August. It crossed Madagascar, traversed the Indian Ocean and passed New Zealand with speeds recorded at 250 kilometres per hour. Reception reports have been received from spotters across Australia and New Zealand with a maximum confirmed reception distance of 19,957 kilometres. The South African Pico balloon community is now preparing for its largest coordinated launch event yet, scheduled for this weekend, August 16th. ZR6TG-4, 20 metres, ZS1ERZ-12, 10 metres, and ZS6SRC-26, 20 metres, and a possible fourth balloon to be confirmed. This event marks a milestone for amateur radio and high-altitude ballooning in South Africa. Spotting stations worldwide are encouraged to report signals, contributing to global tracking efforts. Worldwide special interest groups, digital. The 2025 Zero Retries Digital Conference takes place in Washington, as well as virtually, on September the 13th. Tickets are still available for this inaugural event that will showcase technological innovation in amateur radio. Presentations will focus on the IP400 network project, M17 project, MMDVM-TNC data system, AREDN, HAM1, and more. Tickets are available for both in-person and virtual attendance. The virtual ticket includes access to a live stream of events. Additional virtual ticket options include videos of presentations to be made available post-conference. ARDC, ARRL, Connect Systems, Gigaparts, Hydra SDR and others are sponsoring the event. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. More has come to light courtesy of the Orbital Index re our very own Australian startup Gilmour Space's Eris rocket and the launch for the first time. Kind of. The privately developed 25-metre-tall hybrid-fuelled rocket, Australia's first homegrown orbital launch vehicle, lost first one and then a second of its four main engines just above the launch pad, which fortunately seems to have survived as the rocket power slid sideways and then fell to the ground after a total flight time of 14 seconds. Making it off the launch pad is still a critical first step, and we're looking forward to the next launch, which could come in the next 6 months. From Bowen to India and the USA, this story takes us to space, where a satellite created through the partnership of two nations will provide a window into some of the natural disasters plaguing us here on Earth. Newsline's Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, has the details.
An unprecedented joint satellite project between the Indian Space Research Organisation and NASA is giving researchers the hope of better studying the Earth's climate and helping improve responses to natural disasters by monitoring the most subtle changes on Earth, including its glaciers and wetlands. The satellite is known as NISAR, the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar Mission. Its launch aboard an ISRO spacecraft on the 30th of July from the Satish Dhawan Space Center centered on its mission to send microwaves to collect data from different surfaces on the planet. When processed, the data will be visible in an exceptionally high resolution. An estimated 80 terabytes of data will be collected daily. Scientists have said that the method has, quote, unprecedented accuracy, end quote. Researchers and governments around the world will be able to view the data via a cloud platform where they will have open access. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
The project is being praised as the first collaborative satellite mission of its kind between the Indian and US space agencies. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, AF032, Zanzibar Island, 5H1UM from Zanzibar Island, IOTA AF032, now until August the 24th. 5H1UM is operating on 82 6 metres, including WARC bands, Holiday Star, CW, SSB, and of course FT8. SA 084, Playa Blanca Islands. Renato PY8WW reports that after over a year of planning and persistence, he's thrilled to announce an upcoming expedition to the rare IOTA group of SA-084. The activation is scheduled for a short window between November 12th to 16th, 2025, on Playa Blanca Island, located within Colombia's Pacific National Park. While the call sign is still pending approval from Colombian telecommunications authorities, Renato informs the process is underway. Securing authorization from the national park has been one of the most challenging aspects of this project, he says, but can report that things are finally moving forward. And OC-002, Christmas Island, VK9QO. October the 3rd to 7th, 2025, on 40 to 6 metres, CW, SSB, RITI, the FT modes, and satellites, QO100 and RS44. HF, VHF QSL via JI1LET, and satellite QSL via JA3GEP. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military. Although the 14th of August was designated as Navajo Code Talkers Day, a group of proud amateur radio operators took several days to honour this special unit of brave Marines who served in the US military during the Second World War. Few of these hams could be prouder than Herb Goodluck, N7HG, whose late father, John V. Goodluck, had been one of the Marines who used their own Navajo language to craft a wartime code that could not be broken. Herb was among those calling QRZ from the 10th to the 15th using the call sign N7C. The hams operated from Window Rock, Arizona, at the Navajo Tribal Park and Veterans Memorial. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. Thanks, Alan, VK2COD.
Thank you, Bruce. What a day it was at last Sunday. Pete, VK2LP resumed Uber driver for me and took me to Kentland. That is where Peter, VK2PR, hosted a fox hunt in Kentland Park. There were three foxes to find. I found the first fox, just ahead of Ray, VK2GPU, with Sky, VK2YIP, and Lee, VK1PET. Ray may have received the credit for that first find. I was so close anyways. Ray and her team found the next two foxes. Derek, VK2DEK, found two foxes and was looking for the third when I found the third fox. Ray, Sky, and Lee came in first place to win the Super Cheap gift card. I came in second and won an Anaconda gift card, while Derek won the JCar card. After the fox hunt, we stopped by the Antenna Day that Fisher's Ghost was hosting. The next stop was Anaconda, where I bought a new jacket. Oh, and let me take this time to remind you, Fisher's Ghost is now hosting a VK Yoda contest for the month of December. So all VK Yodas, turn those radios on and start calling CQ in December. For WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2 in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alan. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. The National Association for Amateur Radio, ARRL, and Radio Relay International, RRI, have announced the signing of an agreement intended to help the organisations strengthen key networks essential to ongoing communications during natural disasters and other emergencies. According to an article posted on the ARRL website, the Memorandum of Understanding between the parties will help the two organisations align their respective efforts to modernise and enhance the National Traffic System, a communications network comprised of amateur radio operators across the United States. The specific areas of the NTS targeted for improvement under the MOU include developing additional high-frequency digital networks, continued development of VHF and UHF digital packet radio network capabilities, and improved operability with state and local emergency communications organisations and systems. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
It's a date. And don't forget, clubs are welcome to email, text, along with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. We'll go straight to Redcliffe in Queensland, VK4, the Redcliffe Club Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 30.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Our car boot sale will be at 9 a.m. on the 30th of August 2025 at our clubhouse at McFarlane Park in Kippering in the city of Redcliffe. As always, we'll clear out our shed and fill up our tables with all manner of interesting techno items for your perusal. Also, the VK4 QSL Bureau will have a table in the clubhouse. Come along and collect your QSL cards. So come along and have a good day out. For more information, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. Thank you, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
Still in VK4 at the BOR Community Hall, Peachester Road, at 9:30, September 13, it's Sunfest. The WIA-affiliated club's briefing webinar happens September 14, 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. VK2 Westlakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26 on the club grounds. ARRL Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday, October 26 at David Roche Park, Kilbourne in VK5. For all in VK, it's the VKFF National Get-Together, October 24-27 in Canberra. As we heard at the top of the news this week, QTEC 2025, a two-day conference, Saturday the 1st, Sunday the 2nd of November at Kedron Wavell RSL Club. The Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, of course, in VK4. Their Hamfest November 9 at the Country Paradise Parklands Estate, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road. Miena Hamfest in VK7, Saturday, November 15, 10 a.m. VK3 Rosebud Radio Fest, Eastbourne Primary School at Rosebud, November 16. The Picton Hamfest, November 23 at the Picton Showgrounds. Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m. December 3. And for all of VK, December 7, the WIA-affiliated club's final webinar briefing for 2025. And before we go, the Social Scene 2026, it's the WIA AGM. It happens at 2 p.m. on May 2 in Albury. Now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.